父亲节快乐！
In case you are a newcomer here, let me explain this service will be a little bit different.
假如你是第一次到我们教会的话，我要跟你们解释今天的这个崇拜是比较特别的。
So normally during the sermon, we go through an extensive exposition of Scripture.
我们平常在讲道的时候，我们是用非常仔细的解经式的方法来讲我们的圣经。
But on special occasions like Father's Day, then we typically will have a topical sermon.
那么通常在这个像特别的时候，像父亲节的时候，我们讲的这个我们讲的道是用一个特别的题目。
So this morning we'll reflect briefly on God as our Father.
所以今天早上我们所要思考的是，上帝是我们的父亲。
And what that has to teach us about how to be fathers.
那么由上帝是我们的父亲来教导我们在世上的父亲应该怎么样做一个好的父亲。
But first I start with a Father's Day riddle.
我今天开始的时候呢想要你们猜一个父亲节的谜。
Fathers only.
只有父亲可以猜。
And if I've told this to two or three people, so if I've already told you, you can't shout out the answer.
我曾经把答案告诉过几个人，如果你知道答案的话，你不准讲出来，不过那个人不包括我。
Family and friends do not qualify for the prize.
你如果是他的朋友的话，你没有办法能够帮助他。
There is no prize.
也没有奖赏。
So many of you fathers would be in the same position that I'm in.
那么你们很多做父亲的就好像今天的我一样。
We're the sandwich generation.
我们是生活在三明治的夹缝中间的这么一个世代。
One of my parents is still alive.
我的父母有一个还活着。
And I'm married.
我结婚了。
And I have three children.
我有三个孩子。
And so if I want to send out a family email, I send it to all of them.
假如我需要写这个电邮的话，我会写给他们所有的人。
But the riddle is, how do I sign it?
那么这个问题就是说，当你结束的时候，你应该怎么样称自己称呼自己
？My mother calls me Chuck, so I could sign it that way.
所以我的母亲叫我 Chuck, 所以我可以说我是 Chuck.
But my wife only calls me Chuck when she's annoyed with me.
当我的妻子呢，她不高兴的时候才叫我 Chuck.
Like right now.
Really?
I mean, because of what I just said. Anyway.And then my children never call me Chuck.
但是我的孩子们从来不会叫我 Chuck.
So how can I efficiently sign this email?
那我要怎么样很有效率的、很实际的来落这个 email 的下款？
Well, efficiently and theologically.
Yeah, 不但是要有效率的，而且是能够符合圣经的。
Any guess?
你们有人愿意猜一猜吗？
Father.And son, yeah, but I'm married.
如果你说
father, hey, father and son is excellent. That's further than I thought we'd get. Father and son and no. Yeah. Oh no! Wow.
It's been without translation. Okay.
Whoever sat next to that fellow that said Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, move away.
所以你绝对不能够签说是父亲是儿子，是圣灵。
You're three quarters of the way there, Father and Son and Holy.
No.
Well, yes. I'm the Holy Pastor, but that's not how I sign it. Father and Son and Holy Spouse. There you go.
Okay.Because you all understand what he said, I don't need to translate.
My mother replied that it was okay with her, but she wondered whether my wife would agree.
我的母亲看到我这样签，她怎么签？她签我是父子和一个可爱的一个配偶。那我的母亲就问我，她她怀疑这样签对不对？
Even my own mother thought that the holy spouse bit was a bit of a stretch.
因为他签的是一个圣洁的一个配偶。 所以他的母亲 Chuck 的母亲就觉得这样签对吗？
I'm glad I'm not interpreting because you guys are doing so much to help.
I need all the help I can get.
Turn with me just briefly to Romans chapter 8.
让我们一起来看罗马书第八章。
Romans chapter 8 talks about God as our Father.
罗马书第八章谈到我们在天上的父。
Romans chapter 8 is about God as our Father, not about us as fathers.
那么罗马书第八章是讲到我们在天上的父，而不是指你我在地上的父。
But if this is God as Father,
假如这是天上的神是成为我们的父亲的话，
then it can be a model for us how we might be fathers.
因为他是天上这样完美的父亲，他可以成为我们在地上做父亲的模范。
And in this text, we see two ramifications of God as Father, two attributes of God as Father.
在这一段圣经里面，我们也看见神所愿意教我们两个功课。
First, notice chapter 8, verse 16.
那么第一处，我们来看第十六节。
The Spirit himself testifies with our spirit that we are God's children.
圣灵与我们的同心，与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
We are God's children; He is our Father.
我们是上帝的儿女，他是我们的父亲。
But what's the nature of His fatherhood?
那么他这个父亲跟我们的关系到底是怎么样
？Take a step back to the second half of verse 15.
那我们回头到十五节的后半段来看。
The spirit you received brought about your adoption to sonship.
你们所受的乃是儿子的心，他成为我们的父亲。
You see, God is our father.
上帝是我们的父亲。
And this is a precious truth.
这是非常宝贵的真理。
But he's not our birth father.
但是不是我们的生我们的父亲。
He's our adoptive father.
他是来这个领养我们的父亲。
In one sense, God has no birth children.
从另外一个角度来看，上帝没有一个他自己所生下来的儿子。
We're all adoptive children.
我们所有的人都是被他所领养的义子。
But the point I'd focus on this morning is that God cares about more than just birth children. He cares about his own adoptive children. He cares about us as his adoptive children.
所以我的意思是说，上帝他不是说只管他自己所有的那个儿女，就是说生的儿女，其实他没有生的儿女，他所爱的、所关心的是你我这种被他领养的儿女。
God cares about more than just Jesus.
上帝所爱的不只是耶稣基督。
God cares about more than just his immediate family.
他所爱的并不是他的近亲。
God
cares 不只有是他的近亲。
God cares about children that are even beyond his immediate family.
神所爱的是远超过他的近亲。
And he adopts them.
所以他领养我们。
He adopts us.
他领养了我们。
Now, the second attribute we see about God's adoptive fatherhood is in verse 23.
那么另外一个神领养我们的特点是在第二十三节。
Paul returns to this concept of adoption.
那么保罗回到这个领养的这个观念。
And in verse 23,
第二十三节说，
he says this.
他这样说，
We groan inwardly as we wait eagerly.For our adoption to sonship, the redemption of our bodies.
我们心里叹息，等候着得着儿子的名分，乃是我们的身体能够得赎。
Notice the difference between 8:23 and 8:15-16.
你可以注意这个二十三节跟二十跟十五节跟十六节的不同。
8:15 and 16, we are God's adopted children.
十五节、十六节说，我们是他所领养的儿女。
8:23, we still await our adoption by God as His children.
但是二十三节说，我们仍然等候得着儿子的名分。
In part, we are.
从一方面来说，我们已经是了。
In part, we will be.
另外一方面来说，我们会成为他的儿女。
Spiritually, eternally, we are God's adoptive children.
从属灵的，从永恒的角度，我们已经是他的儿女。
But one day, he will adopt us not only spiritually and eternally, but also physically.
但是有一天，连我们的身体都会得赎。
And our frail bodies will be redeemed.
我们这样子软弱的身体会被重新的给救起来。
Our sinful tendencies will be removed.
我们有这种犯罪在世上在活着的时候犯罪的这样的习惯会被真正的拯救。
Because verse 23 says, God will not only adopt our spirits, he will also adopt our bodies.
因为二十三节说上帝不只是领了我们的灵魂领了我们的灵而且也要领我们的身体。
And so we have these two ideas in this text.
所以这边我们有这两个不同的这个属性。
That God's love as a father reaches out beyond the boundaries of his own immediate family.
所以上帝爱我们，他超过了他自己的那种范围或属性，因为他是上帝而来reach 到我们。
And that God's love for his children extends beyond their spiritual needs.
那么他同样的在这一个行动当中。他超过了他这个在圣灵上面所有的这样的能力。
God's love for his adoptive children includes also their physical needs.
他同样也关心我们在身体上的需要。
It includes our bodies.
包括我们的身体。
Not just our spirits.
不只是我们的灵。
This is what God is like as a father.
这就是上帝成为一个父亲的样式。
He adopts.
他领养我们。
He reaches out beyond the confines of his family.
他超过远超过他自己的近亲。
And he cares not just for our spirits.
他不只是在乎于我们的灵命。
But for every aspect of us.
而是在我们所有的生命的所有的部分。
Including our bodies.
包括我们的身体。
Now Paul does not extend this passage further.
那么保罗就讲到这里为止，没有再多说了。
But in application, I'm going to draw a couple of analogies. If this is how God is Father, how might we be fathers?
假如说这样的形容是形容上帝做父亲的样式的话，那对我们来说有什么样的应用呢？
If God cares for children beyond his family, immediate family, how might we care for children beyond our immediate family?
所以上帝他所关注的是超过了他自己的近亲。那我们要怎么样来学习这样的功课呢？
And if God cares for more than just our spiritual lives, but also our physical lives, how might we care?
假如上帝所关注的是不只是我们属灵的生命，也关注我们身体上的需要的话，我们怎么样来学习这样的功课呢？
Now there's two possible, at least two possible applications.
我个人觉得至少有两个方式我们来实践这样的层面。
One is child sponsorship.
其中一个是去支持一些孤儿。
Now they're all afraid to help you.
It's okay.
And the other is child adoption.
另外一个呢，真的就是领养一些孩子。
So I've asked this morning that one of our families, one of our brothers from EM who's involved in some child sponsorship in the past to come share a little bit about his experience with child sponsorship.
所以现在我就要邀请我们英文部的一位弟兄，他在过去他们夫妇两个做了许多支持支援远方的孤儿的这样的事情来向我们分享。
Many of you will know Brother Dick Yu.
我想很多人都认识
And he and his family have been involved in child sponsorship for some years, so he will share briefly about their experience.
所以他来跟我们分享他们过去的经验。
My wife Eva and I were married 25 years ago, May.
我跟我的妻子 Eva 是在25年前结婚的。
Soon after we got married, Eva became pregnant with the first of what turned out to be four children.
那么结婚后不久，那么 Eva 就怀孕了， 那么我们就一连生了四个孩子。
And as we began making all kinds of preparations for Kevin, buying things for him and setting aside maybe his scholarship, college funds and so forth, we wanted to do something to also help other children who are much less fortunate than our own children.
所以当我们的孩子还在年幼的时候我们就做了许多的预备工作好像预备他将来上大学所需要的费用但是当时感动我们的是我们应该也去关注到没有像我们的孩子那么幸运的这些孩子们
Eva and I both believe that providing education helping to bring up a new generation of men and women of God in any society is probably the most effective way to help that society
我十分的相信假如我们能够把我们的帮助帮助到那些那些需要帮助的地方让那些孩子们能够长大成人变成一个好的基督徒可能是对那一个社会一个最大的帮助
We also wanted to make a longer term consistent commitment
那么我们这样的帮助我们是愿意是一个长远的是长有常常在的而且要是很这个不断的这样子的帮忙
A commitment we could increase over time if our ability or our willingness increases
假如我们愿意假如我们有能力的话我们也愿意把这样的资助能够渐渐的增加
But a kind of commitment that will be difficult for us to decrease regardless of our difficulties because of the commitments and the personal connections we've already made
由于这样子的资源往往是一种个人的关系的建立所以在这种建立的关系之后你在长远的时间当中通常很难让你减低这样的支持
We did some research and so 25 years ago we partnered with Compassion International
所以我们做了一些研究最后我们决定我们参加一个机构叫做 Compassion International 或者是用中文用我来直接翻译的话可能叫做国际慈善国际慈心机构
Could I have the first slide please The slides have very many small words They are not intended for you to read You can think of them as our scrapbook of some children But let me introduce to you first Compassion International
那么这边我先介绍这个国际慈心机构他们是做什么的
Compassion is a Christ-centered child-focused organization.
那么这一个机构是以基督为中心，以孩童的福祉为焦点的机构。
Compassion is rated among the very, very best organizations in terms of accountability and effectiveness.
在许多的对他们的关注的这些机关都认为他们是最好的一个能够做到这样的工作的机构。
They do work in some of the neediest places in the world.
他们在世界上最需要的地方去动工。
17 of the countries that they work in have per capita GDP that is less than 10% of you and me.
那么他们所工作的那些国家，那个国家里面的年收入，平均的年收入是低于美国的10%。
Compassion provides education and support for children Kindergarten to 12th grade.
那么他们是供应当地那些孩子们从幼稚园一直到高中毕业的那些学校的需要。
They also have a program to support young adults through university.
那么他们也有一个这样子的 program， 就是他们可以支持学生们进入大学。
And to develop them as leaders for the community.
让他们成为当地的leader.
Let me share with you a few select examples of some of the people that we were able to sponsor.
So, 愿意跟你们分享一些过去我们所了解的，我们曾经支持过的这些孩子们。
Godfrey is from Uganda.
Godfrey 是从乌干达来的。
He is in a place where AIDS had devastated the society.
他所成长的地方是艾滋病蔓延的地方。
The introduction to him says that he grows up, he was brought up by his grandfather.
据我们所了解，他是由他的祖父所带领长大的。
We surmise that both his parents probably had died of AIDS.
我们猜想，可能他的父母都因为艾滋病而过世了。
This is Godfrey at 6 years old.
这是 Godfrey 在六岁大的照片。
This is him at 9 years old.
下面那张是他九岁的照片。
And then this is him at 15 years old.
同样的十五岁。
At 17 years old, he was given a certificate for first aid training to help people around in his community.
那么十七岁的时候，他拿到一个这个能够在帮助别人的这样子的训练。
2 years ago, at age 21, he graduated from what we call high school. He was number one in the class of 18.
那么他二十一岁的时候从高中毕业。他是毕业十八个人当中的第一名。
And he looked so handsome, and we're so proud of him.
他看起来非常的英俊潇洒，所以我们非常的以他为荣。
Let me introduce to you another person.
那我们再介绍另外一位。
Jim is from Bolivia, in South America.
Jim 是从南美洲的玻利维亚来的。
We only became connected with him, unlike Godfrey, when he entered college.
我们跟他的认识是当他上了大学之后。
He majored in tourism, which is a very effective way of bringing external resources to the country.
所以他是在旅游界工作，能够在旅游界工作是很有效的，能够把外地的资源、外国的资源带到自己国家里面来。
This is him at 2 years old on a school research field trip. It's research because he has to understand his own country before he can show other people his country.
所以这是他在二十二岁的时候，在一个学校里面的一个做研究的一个户外活动。
This is him at 25 at a Christian sportsman's congress. This is him. He doesn't look so short, but he's actually quite short.
那么二十五岁的照片。他是在一个基督教的一个运动的一个这样子的活动。那么你看他那个照片，他看起来很矮，他的确很矮。
He recently graduated from college.
他最近从大学毕业。
And he wrote us a letter.
他写了一封信给我们。
And maybe we don't have to translate, but it's too small to read, so I'll just read it. He says, "These days have been blessed as I reflect and remember your letters and how they've encouraged and blessed my life. The LDP is the stage of my life that I will treasure for the rest of my life." And then he said, etc., and says, "God is good and has been especially good to me these days. In this last letter, I want to encourage you to keep being compassionate for God, because I will too. Live with him, for him, and in him. His words tells us you will keep us in perfect peace, whose mind is set on you, because he trusted in you." Isaiah 26:3. And he signed by saying, "From the one who thinks of you and has you in his heart, praying for your family, Jim."
So Jim, 非常感谢Dick 跟 Eva 他们对他的帮助，那这些感谢的话也写出他所熟悉的圣经的话语来感谢他，特别是说我们要在他里面为他而活。
It is quite something to be admonished by someone you had sponsored to follow God, to honor him, and to be passionate for him.
我们非常的受到感动，因为是我们所支持的、所带大的这样一个孩子，他回来鼓励我们。
Let me show you another example of someone that we had a long relationship with.
我再跟你们分享另外一位。
Lozama is from Haiti.
Lozama 是从海地来的。
We've known her since she was 6 years old, and she had graduated only when she was 25. So it's almost 20 years we've known her.
所以他我们认识他的时候，他是五岁，到他现在二十五岁，大学毕业，我们认识他有二十年的历史。
This is when we met her on the first year. Look how small she was.
所以他是第一年的时候，他是那个时候六岁。你看他好年轻，
This is her picture, 10-year-old.
10岁.
16-year-old.
16岁.
This was when she was 23-year-old.
23岁.
And this was when she graduated from college at age 25.
在 25岁, 2009年, 从大学毕业的时候.
This is what she wrote us when she was 23. She's very compassionate, a very passionate lady.
她是一个很有感情丰富的一个女孩子。 这是她写的。
I love you so much.
我非常的爱你们。
And then she started to tell us about her academic year.
然后她就告诉我们她在学校里面的功课。
I will be in my third year at the university, and I ask you to pray for me during this new year, for God's protecting me from all evil and from passing a good year.
他说，我会上大学的三年级了，我请求你帮我们祷告，在这一年当中，让神继续的保守我们，让我们不受到魔鬼的这个，让保护我们，不受到魔鬼的攻击。
And she signed, "Don't forget, I love you very much, your daughter, Butterline."
他最后的署名是说，请你不要忘记我们如此的爱你，我是你的女儿，叫做Hotline。
So my two daughters thought they were the only two daughters I had.
所以我的两个女儿以为，她们就是我们的唯一的、唯二的两个女儿。
We had many more.
事实上，我们有很多。
This was quite an impressive letter we received. We were cordially invited. It says, with your patient support and prayer, Lozama Hotline will soon graduate from Compassion's Leader. Anyway, it's an invitation to her college graduation in Haiti several years ago.
几年前，当她从大学毕业的时候， 他们写了一封信给我，邀请我们去参加他的毕业典礼。
In fact, the letter says, Hotline will be so honored if you would celebrate this exciting milestone with her by attending her graduation, etc. in Haiti.
他说，Hotline会非常非常的觉得是一个殊荣，你如果能够来参加他的毕业典礼。
Next slide, please.
下一章.
Yeah. She also wrote us a parting letter on her occasion of her graduation.
当我们跟她的支持结束的时候, 她又另外写了一封信给我们。
She said that I had come to understand that LDP is not only a leadership development program, but also a family. To be a good leader, one needs a good family. I came to understand and to live with others in a healthy way during these past 5 years in the program. And as much as a degree in human relationships, it was as an academic study. Anyway, she finally said that to her, let me just wrap up by saying what she said, sponsorship is not just a matter of making a donation.
所以这边, Hotline 写信给我说，谢谢你们支持我在大学里面所学的怎么样作为一个leader，一个领导的人物。不只是如此，你也是我们的家里面的成员，因为我们知道要做一个好的领导，要有一个好的家庭。So
she says sponsorship is not just a matter of making a donation. It is above all love. I had the chance to be loved and to give love in return. Your prayers are requested for my family, etc.
他说，我们很相信我们被你支持，不只是在一个金钱上的支持，而更加是一种彼此之间的关联和你们对我的爱心。我愿意这样来谢谢你们。So
over these past 25 years, Eva and I have been so blessed by the privilege of partnering with Compassion in sponsoring many children.
在过去的25年， Eva 跟我是非常的觉得受到 恩典，因为我们能够参与这样的事工，
getting to know them，
能够去了解他们，
and to be known and loved and blessed by them，
让他们能够知道，也让他们给我们同样的有这样的恩典。
Can you imagine all of these people all over the world praying for us, our family, every day？
你可以想象到，在世界上有这么多不同的角落，这么多的人也为我们的家人祷告吗？
God is good.
上帝是好的。
May all glory be to him.
让我们把荣耀都归给他。
Thank you, Dick. I wanted to add a couple of notes about child sponsorship.
我要再补充几点。
First, if you look in the English version, not now, but later, in the English version of the bulletin,
假如你看一下这个英文版的次序单的话，
I've provided links to three websites, or three organizations.
那上面有对网络上三个的连接的连接东西，连接的网络。
Dick's family has been involved with Compassion International.
那么刚才 Dick 所讲的，他们那个机构是叫做 Compassion International.
And it's an excellent ministry.
是一个非常非常好的一个事工。
But there are other excellent ministries involved in the same sort of work.
还有别的选择，有别的这样子的机构来做这样的事工。
So I've listed a couple more.
所以我就给你们多几样做参考。
Additionally, the Social Concerns Committee has decided to partner with World Vision in child sponsorship.
不只是如此，我们的社会关怀事工也开始了另外一个关系。
This makes it really easy for you.
这样让你更容易的能够参与。
Because you don't even have to look up on the website. All you'll have to do in July is go out in the lobby.
到七月份的时候，你根本就不用去打开你的电脑，你只要到我们的这个外面接待的地方。
And they'll have a booth set up there for two different weeks.
他们会有一个桌子，会来帮助你怎么样去 sign up.
Yeah, to help you sign up.
You picked up.
Good anticipation.
It's called a Chinglish.
the other point I want to make about it is this.
那么我下面要继续讲的是
I'm quite careful about how I spend my money.
我对我自己来说，我花钱是很小心的。
Yeah, you ask my family. I'm real careful about how I spend my money.
He's really very frugal.
some people might
很小心的花他的钱。
Some people might even say cheap.
Yeah, he said it.
How does he know? Who's been talking to him? But anyway, so the point of this is, it was really exciting to find actually an academic research project that investigated child sponsorship.
你会找到一个研究的机关，那么他们主要的目的是在研究怎么样去支援这些孩子们。
You don't have to read the academic paper. I provided a link to a summary and an interview with the author of the academic paper.
你用不着去看一些学术上的这些文章，或者是跟那些学术上文章的作者来会谈。
It's quite remarkable because he concludes that child sponsorship is the single most effective long-term engagement we can have to help those who are impoverished.
那么这一篇文章里面，它的结论是说，你能够去支援这些孩子们，这远地的这些孩子们的话，是一个最有效的帮助这个世界的方法。
So those links are also provided in the bulletin.
那么这样子的网络的连接点也在。这个次序单里面告诉你们。
Now this is not meant to be a fundraising sermon. Please, I don't do that.
我不是在这边来向你们募捐。
I don't like it when people do it to me. I won't do it to you.
人家有人来向我募捐，我也不喜欢，所以我也不会来向你们做。
This is just to identify one possible way that we can help others even beyond our family.
这是我只是想要跟你们指出来。其中一个方法能够在你的家庭之外能够帮助其他的人。
The Bible doesn't tell you you have to do this.
圣经并没有告诉说你一定要这样做。
I wouldn't stand up here and tell you you have to do this.
我也不会告诉你说你非这样做不可。
We all have many causes that God puts on our heart.
我们每个人在心里面都有神告诉我们我们应该去做该有的负担。
So this may not be the cause that God puts on your heart.
或许这不是神给你的一些呼召。
But let me give you a couple of pragmatic suggestions on why this, even if God doesn't put it on your heart, why it might be pragmatically a useful thing to do.
虽然你觉得这可能不是神对你的呼召，可是在事实上对你来说可能是一个很有用、该做的事情。
Let's say you're a young couple.
假如说你是一个很年轻的一对。
You're a father already.
你已经做了父亲。
And your wife has been telling you, you know, honey, I'd like to have more children.
假如你的妻子对你说, honey, 我还要再多生点，多想啊，多生小孩。
You can offer three, four, five children.
或许你会生个三个、四个、五个。
Or youth and children. Youth and children. I'm addressing youth and children.
那我他在对年轻人讲话。
You want a younger brother, younger sister?
哦，你想要有一些弟弟妹妹吗？
Or fathers, you want a younger, your children want a younger brother or sister?
或者这些做父亲的，你的孩子们想要有年轻的弟弟妹妹吗？
Simplest.
最简单的方法。
Give them five or six younger siblings.
可以给他五个、六个、七个。
Now maybe you're not laughing, so maybe I shouldn't joke about something so serious.
为什么你们不笑？
One more attempt. Think of this. If you get your wife this gift this year, you have to, this is a gift every year. It's renewing. You don't have to think about what to buy your wife for the next 15 or 20 years.
你可以每年不断的更新，每一年都资助一个小孩子。
Every year you renew the same gift.
一年一年增加。
Anyway, look, it's far more serious than this, of course. But the point is that God's put us, most of us, but God's put us in a circumstance where this is something we can do.
我十分的相信我们这些人在座的每个人都能够负担这样子的工作。
I was also going to talk about adoption this morning.
我原来还计划要跟你们讲领养。
But time is short.
时间已经不够。
So that can be next year's sermon on Father's Day.
也许明年可以讲领养。
For this moment, let's just focus on this, though.
那今天早上我们就专注在这个支持的这一个话题。
God loves not just within the circle, a small circle of His own family.
所以上帝所爱的并不是他自己的近亲。
He loves.
他爱
adoptive children.
他也爱他所领养的人。
Children outside His family.
是在他的家庭范围之外的。
And when he loves children outside of his family,
当他爱他的外面的儿女的时候,
he cares not only about their eternal fate,
他关注他们永远的这个信仰,
but he also cares about the redemption of their bodies and their physical condition.
他也关注他们将来身体能够得赎。
This is a modest way in which we too can follow God's example.
这是一个很容易让我们能够学习神的样式的。We
are under no obligation.
我们并不是说我们有一定的义务。It's
simply something useful we can do.
而是我们很有用可以做的事情。In
gratitude to God.
对神来感谢。And
to help children outside of our birth children.
Okay, 而且能够帮助在我们家庭以外别的人。
Let's pray together.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we do thank you that you've adopted us.
天父，我们感谢你， 因为你领养了我们。
And we thank you that you care about more than just our spiritual condition.
我们谢谢你， 因为你关注的不只是我们属灵的生命。
You care about us in our entirety.
你关注我们， 你关心我们， 我们的全人。
And Father, we thank you that we live in such a prosperous country, and most of us come from prosperous families and backgrounds.
我们感谢主，你让我们生在这样一个富裕的国家，大部分都有一个富裕的家庭。Guide
us as you think about how to share some of this prosperity.
帮助我们，教导我们，让我们知道怎么样来分享你给我们的丰盛。Whether
you might call us to become fathers of other children.
或许你要我们成为外面我们去领养别人的父亲，
or whether you call us to serve you and give to you in other ways.
或许你要我们在不同的方面的来侍奉你。
We praise you as our Father.
不管怎么样，我们都因为你是我们的父亲， 我们愿意赞美你。
In the name of your Son.
以奉耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Please rise as we respond in worship by singing about the Father's love for us.